Chapter 7 Australia Calling. David Fox walked into the reception of Channel Web. He was not looking forward to this meeting with Bruce Kemp. It was almost 11 o'clock at night, so a security guard took him to Anna Webb's office. When he entered the room, he saw Anna on a big TV screen in front of him. A technician had a remote control in his hand. He pressed a button and the camera on the TV zoomed in closer so that only Anna's face was visible. When David closed the door, he saw that Anna was sitting opposite the TV.
"Ah, David, come in. We're just checking that all the equipment for the link with Australia is working. Don't you have video conferencing facilities at Trent TV?"
she asked innocently. David smiled and said,
"Why spend all that money when I can use yours?"
Before she could reply, the screen flickered and Bruce Kemp's face appeared.
"Good day, or should I say good night?"
laughed Bruce.
"I hope you haven't been waiting for too long. I've been making notes about your progress so far."
David tried to smile but couldn't. Anna instinctively moved towards the microphone in front of her to speak.
"Well, I'm sure you have no complaints with what you've seen from Channel Web."
"Well, I've been impressed with both TV stations, but there's still lots of room for improvement. I'll show you what I mean,"
said Bruce. He looked at a small TV on his left, pressed a button on the remote control in his hand, and to his dismay, David saw Juliet trying to sing over the voice of Frank Sinatra. As Anna laughed, the shot changed to Gordon Wright looking very worried as he searched through the papers on his desk.
"I can explain,"
David said quickly.
"Everyone at Trent TV has been working really hard since we heard about the franchise, and..."
"Well, I'm afraid their effort has not been good enough,"
interrupted Bruce.
"I have very high standards, and I expect the best."
Anna was enjoying herself. She smiled and nodded first at David, then at Bruce, who looked at her.
"Anna, I'm not sure why you look so happy. Trent TV has made no mistakes with its advertising, but I can't say the same for you. I've been watching your advertising for 3 days, and on two occasions the adverts shown have not been at all suitable for the time slot."
The TV in Bruce's office again showed evidence of what Bruce had just said. The smile on Anna's face moved to David's. Bruce softened his voice a little.
"I still have two more programmes to monitor. The next one is the outside broadcast. Which programmes have you chosen?"
he asked, looking at them.
"We're going to do an item about crop circles, which have been in the news a lot recently,"
said David.
"It will be a live broadcast in the middle of the countryside by one of our most experienced reporters."
"Anna,
we're going to shoot the 100th episode of our most popular soap, Southside, on location. The director's been planning it since March. At the end of the episode, the identity of a criminal will be revealed. It'll be great."
David's face fell. Could things get any worse?